APL monitoring. KB8RVP, KB8RVP, KA8LDO.
Yeah,
KB8RVP, good morning. Good morning, Mike.
Well, you ready for our first big snowstorm of the year? Wednesday evening? Looks like it's going to start around 6 p.m. We're supposed to get 5 to 7. The weather guys that I watch every day on YouTube that cover the whole country said there's going to be like 4 storms coming across. The one we got last weekend, one Wednesday night, and then another one this weekend, and possibly another one beginning of next week. There's like these atmospheric rivers coming across. I think I mentioned Northern California, Oregon. It keeps coming across, and it'll just keep dumping on us. So my neighbor, two doors down, he hasn't used his snowblower at all this year. I said, you better get it ready. He wasn't even aware of it.
Hey. That sounded really weird. Your transmission sound all, like, digitized, like, I don't know. Never heard that before. Almost like you're speaking over a guitar string. It was just plucking. I don't know. It was weird. Are you sure you wasn't two doors down? Ooh, slippery up here. Yeah, I went and I got extra gas for the snow thrower last night. And I put gas in it, started it up, checked the oil and all that. Ready to go.
Well, I'll try this transmission. How's this going now? Any better? Any worse? Same?
Yeah, it'd be lazier than that. This is weird. You can imagine watching a TV program and all of a sudden the whole picture going digitized. Well, that's basically what it was doing with your voice. It was like, I don't know, had weird sounds in it. Weird sounding to it as you're transmitting.
Keep keep an eye on it. See, I was just saying, my neighbor, two doors down, he has a snowblower. The neighbor across the street passed away, and the family had a big sale, and he had a brand new two-stage snowblower. He only had used it maybe twice, so the neighbor bought it. He used it last year, but he hasn't used it at all this year. Better get it ready, make sure it's ready to go. I used my two-stage once last year, and I haven't used it this year. I changed the oil in it over the summer. I'm ready to go. And I got gas. Oh, a couple weeks ago. Just in case. And I haven't needed it yet, so I'm going to put gas in it and fire it up tonight and make sure it's good to go. KB8RE.
I'm still doing that digitizing thing. Almost as bad as when Peter Frampton did that one song, Do You Feel Like I Do, where he had that tube running in his mouth, pushing air. I was going back through some synthesizer thing. With you, it almost sounds like a whole bunch of rubber bands stretched across, a whole bunch of nails, and as you're talking, somebody's plucking a bunch of rubber bands. I don't know. It's just weird, man. What you're saying, and it just is very unusual sounding.
All right, we'll see how this sounds. I've got a remote receiver at my house that goes into this system through the internet. I just unplugged it. I'm resetting it. I'm just going straight to the repeater right now.
Be something with the repeater and the link and all that. Not nothing you're causing. Repeater's probably cold sitting up there and wherever it's at. I always call it Quantum C, but Guilford, pretty cold up that way.
Yeah, I just unplugged the remote receiver here, so I'm going straight to the repeater. We'll see if it's still doing it, if it's the link between the two repeaters or the receiver at my house. We got a south end receiver for this repeater at the site. It's up on top of Benton Hill at the south end of Benton. It's actually in Livingston County, Tyrone Township, just a quarter of a mile, half a mile south of the Fenton city limits. It's where the water tanks are for the city of Fenton. They're up on top of that big hill, so we get the water pressure here in town.
That's doing it like crazy. Nothing that you're doing. Nothing that's hooked up wrong at your place. It's the repeater. Yeah, it's Tyrone. I remember seeing that water tower as we're heading down to Livonia to see the daughter. Tyrone Township. Close to, the Tyrone golf course, if I'm not mistaken.
Yep, there's a Tyrone Hills golf course down at 23 and Center Road. Tyrone Township's pretty big. Part of it's covered by Fenton City Fire, part of it's covered by Heartland Fire, and part of it's covered by Fenton Township Fire.
NADF.
Breaking station, go ahead.
Good morning, guys. My name is Dakota. I'm in Alma. I'm a little here with you. Digitized audio. I just out of curiosity, are you on by any chance?
You were a little noisy. I heard everything but the question. Are you on a what? you're kind of noisy getting into the system. I'm on a Yaesu handheld, Yaesu HT, no hotspot. Hey, no problem. Have a great day. Go ahead, Chris.
Got to avoid an accident here on the road. Stop, say, sashay around it. Hold on.
Yep, got to take care of driving first. Keep you everything.
Somebody tried to turn in front of somebody and they got clipped. Must have happened just moments before I pulled in the driveway or the parking lot.
Yeah, one of my coworkers when I worked at Diplomat in Flint, he comes in from up here in the Flint. He got off of I-69 on the 475 North and hit ice. And his car spun around, went backwards off the ramp. Luckily, just into a grassy area, didn't hurt his car or anything, but his most impressive thing was that his coffee didn't spill.
No kidding.
So are you going through Saginaw or are you going through Bay City? Wondered if the audio made any difference between the two.
Bay City. Quantum C repeater.
Okay. Yeah, working at home, miss out on all those stories when people get to work. I'd like to go into work today. Craig that I work with, he sent out an email that he was going into the office today, but I got to get my allergy shot after work, and it's just easier to go from home. I don't need to go into the office. It's just nice to go in and see him once in a while.
Sure, you know, I mean, it's only natural, right? When you guys techies together. Excuse me. Alrighty, well, I'm going to slide on into the employee door here. And it's just starting to lightly snow here in Bay City. So, I don't know if it has been or what, if it just started to. We're ready for it. Mentally and physically, I guess. Yeah, it was hard to make out that guy that chimed in there, and he was like really in and out of the repeater. But that was nice of him to ask, you know, hey, are you going through the internet? I mean, that would make sense, you know. But yeah, digitized. I just recorded a little bit of your conversation there when you were talking. See if I can find it and resend it back to you and to your phone, and then you can hear what it sounds like, but it's just really weird. Never heard anything like that before. All right. Have a good day. Stay warm, and good luck. We'll yak with you later. KB8RVP, KAA, hold you up. I'll be clearing your final.
All right, Chris. Have a good day at work. Yeah, we're just getting some light flurries. The actual snow for the storm's not supposed to start till tomorrow, till 6 p.m. 7-3,
radio check, go ahead. Radio check, go ahead. Somebody's being bashful. Anyways, your radio's working. Heard you say radio check, so have a good one. KALB off the basic, we're QRT.
TrumpWatches.com. It's Trump time. Celebrate the inauguration of President Trump with his amazing new watches at GetTrumpWatches.com. It's a true collector's item that's very limited. Go to GetTrumpWatches.com now. It's your favorite Trump watch before they're gone. It's an easy name to remember. GetTrumpWatches.com. Don't take your chance to own a piece of history. Go now to GetTrumpWatches.com and get your watch today. GetTrumpWatches.com for details. Celebrate President Trump's historic return by returning our Bitcoin or Trump's new Trump Mini. Hurry, go now to GetTrumpWatches.com. If you're a business owner with salespeople, how in the world do you consider this offer? We've got 20% of your salespeople close 80% of the business. 80% of all sales are closed after the business ends, and 83% of all salespeople don't even ask for the sale once. Did you know that 90% of all salespeople have never even...
That's TRUETRADE.io. That's TRUETRADE.io. Perfect example why you set a 3-minute time on timer on your radio. Yeah, I don't believe this is malicious, but that's why you said timeout timers on your radios. And you hang the mic up, you don't put it in the cup holder, put it somewhere outside of the seat or something, because that happens. Biggest thing instead of the timeout timer, you hit the timeout timer and it would have told you, hey, you're keyed up, so everybody else wouldn't hear your conversation you were having. It's just pretty irresponsible.
I leave mine on 90 seconds.
Yeah, he knows who he is. I mean, he can key up and make it legal because he's been transmitting for, I'm going to say almost 15 minutes, but maybe he'd burn his radio up. Who knows? Definitely traveling, and sound like he might have been on 75. Anyways. KBSWR.
Yeah, I usually run mine at 90 seconds. Keeps them warm in the finals, too. I checked for them on the input. They're on Bastard in here, nothing. KB8OOE.
KD8IWS Mobile. Well, good morning, Fred. Top of the morning to you. I just picked up a radio, HF, VHF, UHF, from a fellow south of Fenton. So, heading up north today. I give it a try, maybe, once I get up there. How are you doing today?
I had my breakfast and then just came down here to the office and came down. So, got the morning drink. Going through my email to see what I want to do today. Running up north before the snow hits.
Well, that's the plan. I've got to pull a trailer up with our mini excavator on it with a snow push bucket and a big bucket. So that I got up there two Fridays ago. I had to call my son and have him bring it up. I couldn't get in the driveway. I had about 3 foot of snow in the driveway at the street and about 2 foot back to the cabin. So, yeah, I'm going to take it with me this time, taking my grandsons up. They're going to do some skiing up at Boyne and get up there before we get hit with another storm. But, I tried that repeater up north, met a couple guys. One guy lived in Southfield, had a place in Lewiston, and I can get into the Petoskey repeater, no problem. No problem whatsoever. In fact, I can get in on low power, so I was pleased to be able to do that.
Well, I heard you were gone when I came back. I was in the middle of something, and then when I don't know, 10 minutes later, you gave me a yell, but you were probably already gone then. So I was like, I thought I heard you calling. But, yeah, it was working.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I think you were tied up on the phone at the moment. And we were in and out. I think we plowed for, a total of about 4 or 5 hours. We hadn't been up there in a few weeks, and they'd gotten some pretty good snowstorms, so up there you got to push the snow so far off the drive, because by the middle of March you'll run out of room to put snow if you don't keep pushing it back. So every time you do a push, you close yourself in closer to the driveway. I'm just coming up on Center Road. I was got on at Clyde Road, headed north on 23, so got a little bit of a hill to get over when I'm, there's a couple low spots on Clyde Road, and if I'm down in the valley, it probably gets pretty scratchy. I think we should be pretty good now. I'm just coming up on top of the hill.
No, you've been fine the whole time. You could have gone to the 782.
I don't know if you're listening for it, but your audio is pretty light.
My audio is light for once? Wow.
I was going to say that. yeah, you're normal. Well, wait a minute. That's your breakfast voice.
I was going to say, I'm still in my breakfast mode.
Yep. No, I appreciate having that that northern network up there. I'll be on it probably tonight. We probably won't get up there until 6 or 7 o'clock tonight. If we get out of here the way I want to, about 2 o'clock, we'll be there by 5:30. It's about three. It'll be a full 3 hours up there. So. All right, well, good talking with you, Fred. I'll pick you up on the other side. I think I can hit, I've got all the repeaters programmed in. Saginaw's really good. Mile, once I get within range, is good. And then Sheboygan, I think I hit the Sheboygan, but definitely Petoskey. All right, 7-3, have a good one. Have a good day. Catch you later. KDA.IWS Mobile Cliff.
Have a safe drive up. KDA.IWS WFSM. There. Is this more audio now? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Yeah, it's better.
Alright, WFS.
Were you on Simplex on the output?
Well, I was, but now I went back to the repeater.
I had you about full, about half scale over here on Simplex.
It's been 25 watts from the X50 and the side of the house and the yard.
But it's working. Just thought I'd let you know.
Dispatch, bolt 9.
Oh, bolt 9, come to dispatch.
All right. Get ready to hit the fence. Any videos?
Oh, you ate up.
Discam repeater operational for emergency services.
KAEPL listening.
I don't have a call sign. I just wanted to know if the repeater was active because online it shows is unreported for 2 years.
Who is this, please? This is Kilo 8 Echo Papa Lima. Station calling, this is K8EPL. K8EPL listening.
KF8, DC Zulu, CQ. KF8, Delta Charlie Zulu.
W8 Charlie Foxtrot Hotel, W8CFH monitoring.
Kilo Foxtrot 8 Delta to Charlie Zulu.
Not sure if there's somebody trying to break through there, but there's no modulation coming
November 8th, Teacher Lima Charlie from Whiskey 8, Foxtrot, Foxtrot Romeo.
Firefighters, this is an ACOC.
Perfect. How are you doing tonight, neighbor?
Doing well. Are you going to the meeting tonight?
That's exactly why I called you, because I didn't know what time it was. because I'm actually this left. But I'll be there tonight for sure.
Yeah, it starts at 7:30. Get there any time. Yeah, between 7 and 7:30, you'll be good. And you can check out our new, like, little emergency go box.
All right, I'll check that out.
How have you been? I haven't heard you on the radio much. Of course, I haven't been on much myself either.
Yeah, that's because I just often forgot about my radio, and then it dies, and then it was on low battery. And going to and from work, I've had a lot of 99 other things on my mind. And also, too, the whole last week of January, I got hit hard with something, and I just had, I had so much mucus, it was hard to talk. So, yeah, I've not been on the radio much, but... No, I keep remember. No, it's in my cup holder. Use it. You paid money for the radio and the license. Use the radio.
Yeah, you're not the only one that's been down and out. I went through it at the end of the year, and I think Terry's the only one that I know of that hasn't been walking around sick and laid up for a week or two. But I was out for about 5 days and just kind of miserable, but. No, I'm doing okay now, but I've been busy with other stuff. It's like you say, you got 99 other things on your mind, and I've just been really busy lately, just trying to catch up.
Yeah, and thanks to the weather, I've not been able to get the antenna tower up to get my base station back on the air. The tower's still laying in the ground.
Yeah, this isn't the weather to be doing that sort of thing. So, yeah, you've got a couple more months before you're going to get that baby up.
If I just don't give up and just put that radio in my car and call it a day.
Well, you tried that before and it was near impossible, wasn't it? You were trying to figure out a good way of getting it installed.
It wasn't near impossible. I just haven't figured it out. Well, I did have an idea. The problem is, the one guy I know, who's really good with electronics, like I said, he did all the lights and stuff on my car. He is up the wazoo in police cruisers right now, so he has absolutely no time to do absolutely anything. So, yeah, that's been the problem, is getting my buddy to have free time to help me install it so I don't accidentally burn my car down.
Well, I think we need to start a program called Helping Hams, and either it's Hams Helping Hams or Hams Helping Anybody, but there's a lot of people out there that just need a hand. You know what I mean?
Affirmative. I would like help besides my dad to put this tower up. I still got to figure out where to run the coax and all that fun stuff, because obviously... I also can't use the base station because unless we start drilling holes, I can't run it through the window. It's the middle of winter, and my room already does not heat up in the middle of winter. So having a window open for a coax is the last thing on my mind.
No, you don't want that. But there's an old man across the road that he's always been willing to give you a hand. So when the time comes, don't discount it.
Oh, I won't. I'm glad I have Hams as neighbors, but, hey, I'll be back on. I'm going to run into a store real quick, and then I got to run up in a town to the bank. But, yeah, I'll be back on the radio. I'm just going to go pick up my third cup of coffee today because I'm addicted to this stuff. But this is W8FFR. I will be cleared temporarily.
And this is NABLC signing off temporarily.
Foxtrot Romeo, mobile and monitoring. November 8th, Victor Lima Charlie from Whiskey 8, Foxtrot Romeo.
Well, you had talked about going to get another cup of coffee, so I was making myself a cup of tea. November 8th, Victor Lima Charlie.
I have my addiction to feed, so I got to give my kids. I got it. Now I got to go to the bank and go talk to them for however long that takes, because I got adult stuff I need to do.
Ah, that's too bad. Sometimes I hate adulting.
You know what? I'm looking forward to the meeting tonight. It's been a little bit since I was able to attend one. Again, like I said, I have just had so much going on in the last couple months that stuff has been skipping my mind. You had some fire department stuff that I was like, I'm going to go do that. And then I forgot about it. And what doesn't help is I only log into Facebook like once every 2 weeks.
Yeah, I don't think we've seen you since the Christmas party, have we?
I don't think so. I don't think anyone's seen me. And like I said, because I've just been, especially in the morning time when I'm just waking up, I have not been on the radio as much as I would like to. So, and also a large part, too, is because it dies, and then I forget it's dead. So then it'll stay dead in my car, and I forget to bring it in the house charger. And I will do that for 3 or 4 days.
I was out on the road this morning. I went down to Rochester and had the radio on there and back and heard a couple of new call signs. That's kind of nice to hear. A couple of KFH call signs. One started with a C, so they're getting up there.
I heard a new KFH call sign. Oh, shoot. Was it yesterday or the day before? I can't remember when, but... No, I think it was yesterday. But, oh, what was that? I think it was, like, Charlie Delta Zulu, I think it was. Kilo Foxtrot 8, Charlie Delta Zulu, or something along those lines.
Yeah, I think you ran. I heard him today on the way home, and I was so close to home that I didn't bother picking up and saying anything, and I hate to do that because, you know, when you're new on the radio, you know, number one, you're trying to get over your anxiety, and hopefully somebody will talk to you.
Yeah, I was having a rag chew with him. He was coming from Frankenmuth to Flint, so it wasn't the best radio quality. But we had a nice little rag chew.
Oh, well, good. When was that, yesterday?
I believe so, because I was on my way home from work. And today's Tuesday, right?
That's right. It's leaving night.
Yay, socializing. And I'm not being sarcastic when I say this, but one of my favorite activities.
I know. You are quite the social butterfly.
Again, I just got to work hard for whoever I eventually end up dating and marrying to. If she doesn't have a license, for her to get her license. I'll find some way. I already got my brother slightly closer to it.
Is he studying for it?
No, but he does have tentative plans to get it.
Because he sees just how much fun you're having, right?
At least I assume so. I mean, I'd be cool if I could get my brother into it.
So how's things going on the dating front? Have you met the one yet?
I really haven't had too much. I mean, there is one girl at my church that I'm thinking of asking out, just because after talking to her, a lot of stuff she stands for and I stand for line up really well. So I don't know. I'm probably going to do it. But other than that, there's really no one in particular. Partly because I'm working so much and everyone in my workplace is a bunch of dudes.
Well, just take the plunge, my dear. You never know. If you don't try, you know, nothing will ever happen if you don't give it a shot.
I know. I got shot down not too long ago. So, yeah. I ain't afraid to shoot myself.
Aw, I'm sorry. Well, don't give up. There's a lot of girls out there. Someone's going to love you to death. You know that.
Oh, I already know. I already know. It's just there's 10 million people in this state right now. So that's a lot of people I have to sort through to find someone. But I'll find them. I just have a little bit of a challenge because, again, 10 million people. We're in the top 10 for our population, but that's a lot of people.
Yeah, but you can sift out about half of them, you know, because you're looking for women, not men, I assume.
That is true. That is true. And so that's about, actually, even take a percent of that and drop it down to like 500,000 or 250,000. That's still a lot of people, so. Oh, well, I'm not worried. It's only a matter of time at this point. It's only a matter of time. And I'm starting soon, so we'll, who knows? We'll see if I meet someone there.
That's right. I'm going to start hanging out at the ham, what do you call those, swap meets. And, of course, you're not finding any youngsters there, that's for sure. But Terry's laughing at me.
I mean, I'm still kind of hoping. I'm on scene with a nice little sheriff's deputy, and we hit it off. That'd be kind of cool.
Well, that'd be really cool. So take the plunge.
Well, first, I gotta get to know the people on the sheriff's department. I don't know who's there, but I mean, we all know deep down inside that all police officers want to be firefighters. But they just can't take the heat. So someone around my age, you know, she's got the badge, but she sees me rolling up full gear. Yeah, she'll be like, man, I got to get to know that guy.
There's something about a man in a uniform, you know that.
Yep. Oh, yeah. I'm optimistic. I'm not worried at all. And in the meantime, I just got I'm starting a new job next week, better pay, so I'm looking forward. I am really looking forward to that, because now I can actually save up and get more money for radio equipment.
At ACLC, be careful of that rabbit hole. I fell down it, and I had to pull myself out before it got too crazy.
W8FFR? Yeah, I'm seriously thinking of selling my 2-meter mobile and just biting the bullet and getting my general and then that money into a HF radio. Because realistically, my handheld I'm using right now, the same handheld, is doing just fine. So do I really need that mobile when I could just sell it and get myself a high frequency and set that up in my room?
Oh, you'll love HF, let me tell you. If I know you, you're going to love HF. You need to study for your general, my dear. You're going to love it.
Yeah, I was actually picking up a Fortijohn today, and I went inside of it, and I was like, man, I could probably buy this and turn it into a little ham shack. Except I got to figure out how to insulate it, because it's just a wall of plastic, and this is Michigan, and it gets cold.
Now that would be a first, Ryan. A Fortijohn ham shack. You know what? You're just going to have to do it just so I can watch. See how you turn it into your shack. That's funny. Where are you going to start working next week, Phil?
I'm going to be working for an underground utility locating company. And I got to drive down a 12-mile in Haggerty Road for 4 weeks for training. But I get company vehicle, company equipment, and I'm looking forward. I am really looking forward to it. It's better pay, better benefits than I'm getting at my current job. So I'm moving up.
Excellent. They give you a gas card, too?
I think so. They didn't explicitly mention it. But yeah, it is a take-home vehicle, though. So there's going to be another vehicle in the driveway. Yeah, it's going to be fun.
Yeah, you're down to like that. What the heck? Yeah, there's, it looks like a parking lot anyway.
Yep, joys of my parents' house when everybody lives together and everybody drives.
Listen, kiddo, I got to take off. I got to put some dinner together and get ready to go to the meeting tonight. So don't forget, show up, and we'll talk to you later, okay?
All right, I won't forget. I will see you all at 19:30. So, NAPLC from W8FFR, I'm sending 73. And I know K8ZTX is there in the background, so I sent 73 to him, and I'll see both of you tonight. I am clear on your final.
And this is November 8th, Victor Lima Charlie saying 73, and see you later.
Got a on my HD, wondering if anybody can hear me. How do I sound?
You sound fantastic.
Thank you. Can you hear me? Okay, that I can hear.